Stay away from the Thai-Cambodian border this week at the site of the ancient temple of Priya Vihar. Military units from both countries are dug in there over a land dispute that goes back at least 100 years, and things got worse in recent days after what you'd think would be a pretty mild event. The UN officially made the temple a World Heritage Site. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Bangkok. Michael, what can you tell us about this temple?
It's about 900 years old. It sits on the border, smack on the border between Thailand and Cambodia. And the listing of it as a World Heritage Site, which seems like a pretty natural thing to do, it was something that the Cambodians have wanted to do for a while. They petitioned UNESCO to do this. UNESCO earlier this month did it, and bang, the Thai opposition said, here's a little opportunity, because they've been wanting to go after the government here on a number of fronts. And that's what this whole thing is about.
The opposition, Michael, you mean the Thai domestic opposition, the political opposition against the government?
Yeah, I mean, the opposition here in Thailand hates the current government because they see it as a proxy for the deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. And the opposition here has just been trying everything they can to try to get rid of this government since they took office several months ago.
Well, what is the issue over this temple that the Cambodians say, hey, this is a big deal. We get another World Heritage Site after Angkor Wat. This is their second one. So what's the dispute?
Well, yeah, and it's actually been there since 1962 when the International Court of Justice awarded it to Cambodia during dispute that they were having way back then. But at the time, the Thais more or less accepted the ruling. They did not dispute it, but there's about a half a dozen, maybe a dozen other areas along the border that are still disputed, and one of those areas is right around the temple complex itself. And that's what the opposition here seized on. That's what they shamed or embarrassed the Thai government into making a big deal about and sending the troops up about, because now it's become this issue of sovereignty and nationalistic fervor on both sides. And the problem with this is you get a couple thousand guys on each side with automatic weapons, with heavy weapons. And what happens if, you know, there's an accident? What happens if there's an accidental discharge and then someone responds? All of a sudden, you have a real conflict that started out over something that was basically Thai domestic politics.
Is there a history of ill relations between Cambodia and Thailand along the border, a series of border disputes going back, what, how long? I don't know. This is something that I'm generally unaware of, but they're both sides rushing military units to this place sort of wakes you up, doesn't it?
Definitely wakes people up on the border, because people on both sides of the border are being trained as volunteer militias. Look, there's a long history of animosity between the two countries. I mean, the Angkor Empire was ended by the Thais, you know, hundreds of years ago. The opposition here in Thailand pressed the right buttons. On the Cambodian side, you know, there was an election yesterday for a new government there. So obviously the ruling party of Prime Minister Hun Sen had to talk tough on their side, too, to make it look like they were doing something. The opposition in Cambodia, of course, was saying they're not doing enough.
To have an ancient temple be the sort of the proximate cause of all this seems just very odd. What is the resolution? What's going to happen here?
It sounds like a cliche, but I think it's really too early to say. I mean, today we had a second set of talks, ironically, in Siem Reap, which is home to Angkor Wat. Those talks today proved inconclusive. I mean, there are a couple of legitimate demarcation issues that need to be dealt with, right? There are some small plots of land that are still disputed. You know, the temple isn't one of them. And I don't think there are any Thais who really believe that this is their opportunity to get back what was taken from them by the International Court of Justice in 1962. But the potential here for something to go wrong is still pretty big.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok. Michael, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.